Welcome to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, it is Friday, and that's always a great day because we have a weekend, and it's, I believe, the first week before that we have before Christmas is. Now, there are a lot of little Christmas things that we celebrate. We have fun, and we buy gifts, and we have chocolate and food and candy and cake and all kinds of junk food. There are some things we've got to be careful of with our own dogs, though, at the holiday season. One of the main things that people don't think of is that some dogs who have nutritional issues, and maybe that's because their mama was, you know, giving birth under a trailer, or because they came from a puppy mill, or, you know, you had somebody who was breeding mixed breed designer dogs and wasn't giving them the nutrition they needed, or whatever it was that caused that issue. Well, one of the problems is a lot of dogs enjoy eating crazy things like tinsel, treaty pieces, chocolate, foil that the chocolate came in, maybe drinking water out of the bottom of the tree. If you have a natural tree, a real actual pine tree, many of them actually put out a toxin that goes down into the water. So when you put your tree in water, you know, in one of those little cute bases with the colors, if your dog drinks out of that, he could get very sick or die. We don't think about things like that. But remembering stagnant water can be very dangerous for dogs. And now, because especially in the Northeast and the Midwest, we've had a really super, super, just wonderful, warm, and mild winter so far. And one of the problems is there is standing water. Now, there can be all kinds of things in that water, not just inside your house where the pine trees can leach toxins into water that could be picked up or drunk by your dog. But also outside, there can be all kinds of stuff that you don't even think about. Mosquito larvae can still be in there. There can be bugs. There can be different fungal things in there. There can be spores. There can be toxic gunk. You don't know what's in it. So please, every time you go outside, if you have either sprinkler systems or you have a rain or a snow, go outside and just empty out any source of water. Even we have a little area on our deck that has a little bit of an area where it pools water. And you have to be careful, because we put a sealer on that. So the water that sits on top of the deck can actually have toxins in it as well, even many months after you've applied it. So you have to be careful. Well, now let's look at inside your house. So many things that you know, that you're not able to think of, but tinsel, glass ornaments. I've seen plenty of dogs, especially the doodles, the golden things and lab things and purebred labs and purebred golems. And a lot of these dogs come from larger litters where there might actually be, you know, a little bit of a tendency to have a larger size of litters. And sometimes those puppies can have issues. Even a well-bred dog, if it comes from a large litter, sometimes, not always, but certainly sometimes that can happen. So if your dog is one of those dogs who's always getting in the garbage, always getting into trouble, always eating stuff, licking stuff, drinking stuff, you know, counter surfing, getting up on the counter and trying to find whatever food you have. I mean, a couple of years ago, there was a lady who said that her dog had actually grabbed a $75 prime rib roast that she had on top of her countertop that was defrosting or marinating or whatever, and the dog grabbed it. And they still served it, and they just tenderized it and used a meat fork in there so that nobody would notice all the holes in it. But most of the holes were from the dog who had actually taken that. So I just think about all these possibilities and the fact that a lot of things that we can eat, a dog can't eat. Turkey in very large amounts can be very bad for dogs because it has phenylalanine, which can make dogs tired, make us tired. That's why when we have a big meal at Thanksgiving, we crash afterwards because it's, you know, it's got that natural, almost like a melatonin effect where, you know, obviously we don't want that to happen, But, you know, you have to just be aware. Another thing is, nutritionally, if your dog is a beggar and kind of runs up to everybody, try to not put your guests in a really bad situation where they have to, you know, feel obligated to give the dog food or to tell you to get the dog off their plate or off their lap. And, you know, again, it's very, very important because these dogs could be potentially eating something that's bad for them or stealing something that's bad for them. One of the really common things that dogs love to steal is butter. So if you have some sweet potatoes or white potatoes in foil and you're putting sour cream or you're putting butter in on them, very, very often what will end up happening is you have all of these things, and butter is great. We know how much we love it, and sour cream, how much we love it. So the dog may grab that. You might not realize that the dog is even taking it, but now the dog takes that and, you know, runs away with it and might ingest it. And the day after Christmas or Christmas Day, you're in the emergency vet for $2,000 or for $7,000 for an emergency surgery. So it really is important for you to keep an eye on your dog. And if it's just that once or twice a year, it's not the worst thing in the world to let the dog go into another room, especially if the dog is not great with your guests, because you want to enjoy your holiday and not have anything happen. Now, one of the things that you can do that's a very important part of it is to, you know, actually make sure your dog has eaten before your guest reading, so your dog is not going to be on top of everything else starving. One of the important parts is, in my opinion, is a very important vitamin supplement that comes from California called NuVet. That's NUVET.com, NuVet.com. And you can actually get a 15% discount for auto ship if you use our rescue code for Merlin's Kid, which is 40560. So you call them up and you order the vitamins from them. The best part of it is that the vitamins are very, very good. They're made in a human pharmaceutical lab. And I give all of my dogs, even my rescue dogs, the NuVet, keeps them strong and healthy, and they're not craving things that most dogs would crave because they're getting all the nutrients that they need, even though I'm using all organic food and I cook organic chicken and organic carrots and organic sweet potatoes that my dogs eat every day as well within their organic kibble. But the NuVet vitamins are great because it boosts their immune system, it prevents them from getting cataracts and prevents them from shedding a lot, itching, allergies, hot spots, all that. So again, this way when my, you know, I have guests at my home, that my dogs aren't looking at them as a gravy train of, ooh, I'm going to get food. They're looking at them as, hey, how you doing? I'll be in the other room if you need me. And it's more enjoyable for my dogs. It's more enjoyable for my guests. Although anybody who comes in my house better love dogs, or they're probably not coming in the house. But think about it, you know, with your guests, especially your guests who really don't love dogs, don't put them in a funny position where they've got to have a dog sitting in their lap while they're eating whatever food it is. So we, unfortunately, have to come up on a break right now. So please stay tuned because we will be right back.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. And I want to throw a big giant shout out to my good friend Pam and her new foster puppy to Donna, who is Wyatt's sister. She was just wonderful this weekend and was able to actually help us with a long-distance transport, and is helping us out with Prince and Sedona, who's Wyatt's brother and sister. Just an awesome lady, and her little sweetheart, little Mona Lisa. Just want to throw a big shout-out to her. Throw another great shout-out to all the people who have helped us with fostering some of our Merlin kids' dogs. And all excited about also our new class of future canine behaviorists. We're starting our new canine behavior classes very soon, within the next couple of weeks, for United Canine Professionals. You can reach us at 855-4-CANINE-PROS, or you can even get us on the web with www.united9pros.com, or our other website, unitedk9professionals.com, if you choose to win the spelling bee and add all those extra letters in. Well, we are looking for certain people in different areas. We're looking right now for different people in Arizona is one of the areas we're looking for. We're looking for more in Texas. We're looking for more in Florida and Georgia. We're looking for more in California. And we're looking also for either Louisiana or that area down south, so that we can have more people who can help us with more help to be able to rehabilitate more dogs, so we can turn them into service dogs for special needs kids through Merlin's Kids. Another very, very important part of this is to understand that there are 4 million dogs euthanized every single year in this country alone. And if we have 4 million dogs dying every year, we need to stop buying Christmas puppies that we're going to get rid of at Easter time. We need to get dogs, not for Christmas, but for a lifetime. A really, really, really good idea of, hey, these dogs are not throwaways. This isn't like, you play with a toy for a couple of weeks and then you dump it in the toy box. When you take a dog, it means it's forever. And that doesn't mean that if it's the wrong dog for you, that you have to live a miserable life. Like, you can divorce a husband who's bad, right? But the thing is that I don't think the right way to go is to dump the dog in a shelter or on the street. If you can't keep that dog, you go and you put it upon yourself to make sure you find somebody who's going to take that dog to make sure that that dog is healthy and has the right life, the right way of being, and the right fit for the right family. Because there's nothing really worse, I think, in the world than somebody giving up on somebody or on an animal. So if, for instance, you get a dog from a shelter or rescue, or you buy some poodle that you spend $3,000 or $4,000 on, and if the dog turns out not to be right for you, okay, that's fine. But you have the responsibility of finding the new home for that dog, making sure it's not somebody who's going to take the dog and, put it in as a pit bull fight for a bait dog, or sell it to a university to be experimented on. You need to go in your service. And the same way, if you needed a ride to work, you have people you call. When you call those people, you post it, and you make sure that all of those people are able to actually, help you out and find a great home. If you have a problem, and if you've ever been a client at United Canine Professionals, you would have a lifetime guarantee. So if one of our people, more than 200 people in 38 states and now 11 countries, since we're bringing Aruba on and we're very excited, if there's a problem and we have any kind of situation with that, that lifetime guarantee goes with the dog. So if you have a guarantee from United Canine Professionals that you've worked with one of our trained and certified natural canine behavior rehabilitation specialists anywhere in the world, we will help you to find the right situation for your dog if you must give the dog up. Or we can help you, because if it's something that we can fix, which is pretty much almost anything, then you might be able to keep the dog. So let us know, because we would be happy to help you. The goal for us is that we don't have 4 million dogs dying next year in shelters and rescues around the country. If you have a dog who has a behavioral issue, let us help you. We have an 800 number you can call. Costs you nothing. And it's 855-4-K9-PROS. And once you have, the guarantee, we will work with you for the rest of your life of your dog. Not you, but your dog. So your dog for, 15 years, that guarantee goes with your dog. If you give the dog up to somebody else, guess what? The guarantee goes with the dog. So now they can call us if they're having any questions, and we will help them. And also a great dog suffer last minute for those of you who have postponed your gift is one of my great canine behavior books. The best one to buy is called Happen, Dog Behavior 101. And that's S-H-H-H, Happens, exclamation point, Dog Behavior 101. And you can actually get it on Amazon. It's under $10. You can download it. You can gift it to someone. And the great thing about it is it gives somebody a really good idea of how to handle dogs. It goes into the genetics. It goes into breeding, the designer. It goes into developmental stages so you can understand. Maybe even if you have an older dog, sometimes it's very helpful to know that you have help. So now you can look at it and say, gee, this is what happened. Or if you have a younger dog that's still in those phases, you have help in knowing what is causing those behavioral issues. And of course, you can always call our 800 number, 855-4-K9-PROS. The book, Happen, is really a phenomenal book that is not only able to help you with things that you need, but more importantly, to teach you how your dog thinks and acts and behaves and why your dog does what he does. Because listen, after all, dogs do what dogs do because they're dogs. They're not humans. They're dogs. And it's just like we can put ourselves in someone else's shoes. You have to put yourself in your dog's paw prints so that you can understand why your dog is doing what he's doing. Once your dog and you understand each other, you can have the best relationship ever. But as long as you keep thinking like a human and your dog keeps thinking like a dog and you keep yelling at him and screaming at him and telling him to sit and screaming at him to lie down all because he's jumping, why don't you just teach him not to jump? And my book will help you a lot to understand how to do those things, how to teach your dog in his own language, which I call Dogonese. And then, you think your dog doesn't want to do things? You think he wants to piss you off? No, he doesn't. Your dog wants to be good, but he doesn't understand what you're saying. He has no clue of what you're trying to say. You might not have a clue of what you're trying to say. All you know is that you and your dog don't always understand each other. And the book is great for teaching you and your dog, mostly training you to see your dog. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Dennis Wolf and Wyatt and Fallon and Kira and Wispa and Lexi. And, oh, we can't forget about Sedona, who's listening, and Mona, who's listening, and Savannah and Romeo and Brandy and Bubble and all of our babies all over the place. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to me every Friday. One of the main important things that we're going to continue on with today is about the holidays and what to give your dog and how to handle the holiday issues with people coming over. Now, important things is many, if not most of you, if not all of you, hopefully, have situations where you have gone either grain-free because you're listening to the show and you understand all the crud that goes into dog food, but almost more importantly, if you are on a food that, or your dog is actually on a food that has no corn, wheat, and soy, no BHA, BHT, no byproducts, no propylene glycol, no red dye 40, no animal digest, anything that's labeled animal or meat without specifying the source, or many other things. But, you know, certain grains are okay and certain carbs are okay. Veggies are fine. Rice, brown rice, or white rice, if it's organic, should not have arsenic in it. The thing is, you have to consider the source of where your food came from. If the dog food comes from, you know, a company who just got taken over by a multinational corporation who now says, oh, yeah, we're going to keep the quality. I've already seen, I won't mention because I don't want to knock them, but I've already seen several of the top premium, super premium brands who've been taken over by the multinational corporations in the last 2 years. And these are amazingly already changing. Instead of chicken in the first ingredient, we've already got chicken meal. And that is a real big problem because, unfortunately, when you have all these dogs that are eating all this junk food, it's, you know, it's a big issue. So very, very important to keep an eye on what your dog is eating so that he's not eating stuff that has junk in it. Now, why is it important that your dog not eat low-grade ingredients? Well, that's what we started to talk about at the top of the hour, was if you have a dog who's craving food, who's trying to get at things that perhaps are not going to be best for him, maybe dogs who have been either, I don't want to say wild dogs, you know, in those areas where there were, problems. Let's say, like, the dogs in Aruba, who are, you know, really great dogs, but many of them do have nutritional issues because when they were young, they didn't have good nutrition, or mama didn't have good nutrition, or there was a large litter, or whatever. But we have to remember that those kind of nutritional things continue on for life very often. So even though you have, you know, your dog on the best food in the world, and you're doing all the other things, they may still not be absorbing everything. If you have a slightly less than perfect digestive tract, then obviously you can have an issue with absorption because you had that issue with absorption long before that. So, again, we really, really have to think about where our dogs started, especially if you have a rescue or you have one of these designer disasters. I shouldn't say that, but I will. But if you have one of these designer dogs that's like six different breeds or three different breeds or two different breeds, assume that the people who bred the dog were only breeding for money because that's really why they would be breeding, is for money. Otherwise, you would get involved either in getting rescue dogs or perhaps you would get involved in breeding Grand Champion show dogs. But, oh, that's very expensive to do and it's very difficult and you have to dedicate your life to it. The problem is that if people are not doing things for the right reason, I guarantee they're not going to be putting their dogs, the mama dog or the puppies, on good nutrition to start with, because good nutrition is more expensive than junk. It really is. The food I use is about $55 a bag from my good friend Ted at USPetExpress.com. And Ted is awesome. He helps us with Merlin's kids. But he gets, I think, about $55 for the food that at some of these other national delivery companies are charging $68 more. But what's great about him is he has great things. I get my bully sticks from him and my treats. He's an awesome guy. So shout out at this holiday. Thank you, Ted, for supporting us. And help Ted out at United, USPetExpress.com. Tell him that Janice from Merlin's Kids and United Canine Professional told you that Ted was an awesome guy. So, you know, one of the important things we're talking about is nutrition. So when you buy a dog from the puppy mill, or you, and you might not realize it, or you buy it from a quote-unquote breeder, do you really think that the people who are breeding just for money, and this goes for some of the purebred dogs, too, who are coming from puppy mills, do you think they're really going to be giving $55 a bag dog food for 25 pounds? Or do you think they're going to be going and buying the crap they can buy for $15 for 50 pounds? Of course. Well, that stuff, all kinds of toxins, carcinogens, artificial colors and artificial flavors and chemicals and pesticides, preservatives. And that all goes through the placenta. It all goes through the mother's milk. And if the mother was not vaccinated properly, that can be another where the puppies can get very young. They can get parvo. They can get all kinds of other issues, coccidia, giardia, ehrlichiosis. Now, when I breed a litter, I have vaccinated my dogs first. And not a week before, you know, months before, so they're able to build up, because it takes a good 2 weeks after your vaccinations are given for the puppy to start having a very, very good, kind of strengthening reaction to the, to the antibodies, where they start feeling better. So again, if your dog was not on something that was a very high quality food, if your dog is on a high-quality food, but perhaps responds to other things, you can still end up with issues. That's what sometimes impacts how long dogs live. And of course, their vaccination schedule, I don't believe in over-vaccinating. Most of the good veterinarians out there will offer you a titer. If you don't know what that is, a titer is a blood test that can tell if your dog actually has the antibodies already, or if the dog needs to be revaccinated. So it's very, you know, yes, it might cost you $150 or thereabouts for the titer, but if the titer shows that the dog did not need a vaccination, then you're saving your dog from potentially having an immune response that isn't what we want. Again, it might not be the Christmas puppy that's going to be, you know, starting out the right way, but hopefully you'll do the right thing and make sure that if you have a dog, you take care of him right, you keep him indoors in the weather. The Northeast, we typically keep all of our dogs inside. But even the dogs outside, remember, if the dog gets older or if the weather is a little bit off and the weather changes quickly and if the dog doesn't have shelter, you know, dogs can die outside. Things can happen, and it's our job to be their custodians, and taking care of them as we take care of our own children. All right, well, I'm going to go ramping on again, but I got to take a quick break, so stay tuned, because we'll be right back.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. Well, we've got some callers calling in, and I'm going to actually hit a question in the last segment today, so hang on there. But we do want to talk about titering your dog so that people understand what that is. A lot of times we give too many vaccinations. You're either getting a rescue dog who might have had one or two vaccinations before it got to you. You might have had a full series, and you get them, and the rescue gets them. And every time a dog comes in, they typically will give them another vaccination. And sometimes that can cause strange autoimmune responses. And that can cause everything you could imagine and most things you couldn't imagine. So the important thing for that is make sure you keep the records of your dog, keep your vaccination records, and even write down how often he eats, how often all of the different things he's done, how often does he get a cookie, so that if somebody, God forbid, if you get sick or you have to go to a hospital or somebody has to take care of your dog, there's a list of everything that your dog might need. It's one of those things that I think it's always great to have emergency preparedness, to be able to understand, hey, you know, if I go away on vacation and something happens in the pet center, is there somebody else who knows that that dog needs to be taken care of? Or if you're late, like you get, well, hopefully not yet, but we'll probably get snowstorms. If you live alone, or if you and your significant other work in the same place, for instance, you work in New York City, and you guys come in together and commute, if you get stuck in the city, you have no contingency plan for your dog. So that's going to be really, really important. You want to make sure that somebody, maybe a neighbor or a friend or a high school kid who might live nearby, but somebody is actually going to know that your dog is there alone. So don't forget that. You have to make sure that you've got somebody to keep an eye on your dog. This may even happen when you have a Christmas where, you know, perhaps you've got a Christmas party and it gets icy out and you can't get home. So always have like a little contingency plan set up for your dog. Somebody who you can call, who has a key to your home or can access the home to take care of your dog. And we don't really mind. I mean, the worst thing that happens is your dog goes potty in your house. Well, that's one thing. But if a dog is going to be stuck or needs medication, then you can't get there to take care of that little baby of yours. And you've got to figure out somebody who can take care of that little baby ears. All right, so we were also talking about things that dogs can get into. What do you do if your dog gets into the Christmas chocolate? What do you do if it gets into a thing of medication? Well, always grab or gum, right? That's the other one. Xylitol can be toxic to dogs. Some peanut butters, for those of you who like to give your dog peanut butter, some peanut butters now have xylitol in it, which is toxic to dogs. Instead of using artificial sweeteners, which xylitol still is artificial, they're starting to use xylitol in it. Drink mixes, diet drinks, things like that. Be very careful what your dog eats, because dog bodies, people say, oh, but it doesn't hurt you, it doesn't hurt your kids. But human bodies are different than animal bodies. And for instance, some cats need the same medication for as a 100-pound or 150-pound dog because of the way their bodies metabolize things. So it's very important to make sure that you know exactly what you've got. So if, God forbid, your dog gets into something, try to give the dog, if it's not something that's caustic and abrasive, like drain cleaners, if it's something that we would need to get out, like maybe your medication that you might have, heart medication, you can give your dog peroxide. You can look up on the internet on any of the veterinary websites, but typically a couple of teaspoons for smaller dogs and up to a quarter cup for a large 100-pound dog. And you can actually either shoot that into his mouth with a turkey baster or whatever. Make sure you don't get in so the dog aspirates it, but what will happen in a few minutes is the dog will start it bubbles up and it upsets their stomach and they will actually throw it up. That's something that's a good idea to get it out of there first, but if it's a caustic agent, something like a drain cleaner, They recommend it not happening. And these are all things you should be looking up online so you know ahead of time before you have a problem. After, make sure you have an unopened bottle of hydrogen peroxide on every floor of your house because you don't want to have to run downstairs and look for it. Make sure it's somewhere prominent and you keep it fresh. So every year or so, you can buy a new one and dump the other one down the drain or dispose of it properly. But hydrogen peroxide can save your dog's life, especially if you live far from an emergency clinic. So what the idea is take the bottle or take whatever you have left of whatever the dog ate. For instance, if it's some medication, take the bottle with you so that you know what the dog has eaten. You can tell the emergency veterinarian what is in your dog. Make sure that you can call the poison control centers. They have several of them. You do have to pay for them, but if you keep the hydrogen peroxide and keep everything that could potentially be a problem up out of the way of the dog. If you have a dog who just tends to constantly get into everything, the dog is always in the garbage, and he's always on the counter, that's where you need to use either the NuVet vitamins, which will help that, because sometimes dogs just crave a particular nutrient, kind of like a woman who's pregnant. It might crave crazy things like strawberry shortcake, or crave pizza, or might crave kind of crazy things like a banana split with salt on it. But either way, you have to think about the body. Like when we're trying to be on a diet, when we're craving something, our body is telling us that it needs that particular food because it's rich in that ingredient or that nutrient. So if you can actually have the NuVet vitamins, it's giving the dog's body what it needs so that it doesn't have to crave it. And like I said earlier, you can use our rescue code, and then you can even save 15%. Well, you get auto ship, so you don't run out of it. But it's the number is 800-474-7044. It's order code 40560. Again, the number is 800-474-7044, or you can go on www.nuvet.com, and they have the cats as well. It's a fantastic thing, and my dogs, I know the Ridgebacks can have voracious appetites. My guys are very good. They don't typically food or anything. The only thing they do like to steal occasionally is the NuVet vitamins. With the brand, about 4 or 5 bottles and a bunch of sample bags several times already. But that's the vitamins. They love them. We joke they're called doggy crack in my house. But if you have a dog who's always going after certain nutrients and is maybe always going after a particular thing, even if it's not an organic thing, let's say your dog is eating rocks or all constantly eating sticks or licking the remote, then he's got nutritional issues. Now, there's another reason your dog may be craving things like sticks or longer, kind of things that it can chew on. If you have, especially the smaller breed, sometimes what happens is the canines and the baby teeth don't fall out. And now the adult teeth come in, and because there's too much space in the jaw for the teeth, you keep the baby teeth and the adult teeth. And what happens is it causes a constant, almost like a teething, where the dog is constantly feeling like his teeth hurt or are bothering him. So, again, that's really important that you make sure not to have that issue. Because if you have a dog who is craving things and you put him on the NuVet, which is great, but if his teeth are hurting him, he's going to still be chewing. So, super important. Make sure you do right by your dog. Take care of every part of him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. Well, we're going to have a listener question. This is kind of an interesting one. We have someone, I won't mention the name, they have to be remaining anonymous, who is noticing that her dog is starting to get very aggressive randomly. And she's wondering, because the dog has always been a very good dog, but has had several incidents in the last month or two, if it could be caused potentially by a medical issue or, this is interesting, or by the fact that she and her husband are not doing well in their marriage and are starting to talk about divorce. Aha! Therein lies the issue. There are so many issues that can cause behavioral issues in dogs. Human issues cause behavioral issues in dogs. You know, your energy affects your dog's behavior. Dog's energy affects your behavior sometimes. So what appears to be happening is that the dog is now going back and forth between the mother who's trying to keep the dog on apparently a very good wheat-free, corn-free, soy-free diet, and the husband who seems to be sabotaging the dog's dinner. So let's talk about this. How many different things can cause behavioral issues in dogs? Well, hundreds. It can be a physical thing. It can be a chemical thing. It can be genetic. It can be from food. It can be from energy, from what's going on in your life. And unfortunately, one of the very tough things is that your energy does affect your dog's behavior. So the fact that you're going through, I won't use her name, I will call her Jane right now. Jane, the fact that you're going through what seems to be leading to a divorce right now in your life is a very strong contributor, I'm sure, to what's going on with your dog. Now, that's a male dog, as you said, and you're female, and male dogs will tend to bond more strongly to females, not always. But it's a general rule. That's why most of our service dogs who go to girls are male dogs, and most of the service dogs who go to guys and boys are female dogs, because we don't have that argument and that competition between testosterone levels of men, or we don't get the too much nurturing on the female side. But let's talk about why this could be happening with your dog lately, since it seems to be a newer occurrence. Now, if the dog perceives that you are in a weak or unstable or otherwise not confident and not kind of in control rule, then if the dog feels that you're being weak, the dog is going to tend to try to be stronger. So think about it. Somebody's got to be driving the bus. If you're not driving the bus, that dog of yours is going to help you to drive the bus. He's going to make sure that you're taken care of, that you're provided for, and you're protected. So as soon as you get angry or frustrated or anxious or nervous or you cry or you yell or your husband does the same, that dog is picking up on all of that energy, of all of that negativity, and the dog is going to begin potentially, as yours is doing, to display behavioral issues. Now, That doesn't mean that if everything goes back to normal, that your dog is going to go back to normal. Kind of with some dogs, once you start and open that Pandora's box, very often, they wind up kind of keeping that out there. And now we all have to work together to help the dog. Sometimes, though, what can happen, Jane, is to make the dog kind of a center point to make the divorce a little bit easier. If everybody loves that dog and starts to see the dog behaving in a different way and displaying behavioral issues, the potential is very good that you might have, you know, a dog who is going to bring the family back together. So imagine for a moment that you and your husband, although you're having issues, you guys both love that dog and you love your son, and now every time that something happens, the dog goes and either gets aggressive or it pees in the house or it does something that is something that is upsetting to both of you. Well, maybe it's time to band together and to say, you know what? We love our son. We love our daughter. We love whoever. We love our dog. And our arguing and our poor relationship that's going down the tube is starting to impact this animal who we brought into our home, who we love so much. And maybe, just maybe, you can make it a little easier on both of you by hopefully being able to bring yourselves together to make it a better life for you guys, for your child, and also for your dog. So if your dog has issues, okay, let's call him Harley. Okay, so if Harley is displaying negative behaviors right now, and your husband is also noticing that, perhaps you can start up a little conversation with him and say, hey, you know, I know we're having problems, we have a child together, and we have this dog who's starting to display some really negative, not so nice behaviors. Why don't we try to call a truce in the house? Why don't we maybe take it outside? And why don't we try to at least take it a little bit in the house so that our kids don't have problems and that our dog doesn't develop behavioral issues, because it's not going to a happy place. The issue is when we start having a dog with behavioral issues, very often, not always, but very often, the behavioral issues that that dog is undergoing are the symptoms of a relationship breakdown with the human. That's why when we do service dogs, it's so very important to understand why we have to make sure that the people we're going to be giving the dog to are going to be mentally and physically capable of being a leader to that dog, or at least somebody in the house has to be in charge. But if you start to see your dog displaying issues and Harley is now starting to become aggressive and very unpredictable with people, you know, and other animals, as it says in the email, perhaps that's a little bit of a wake-up call to you, especially at the holiday season. No, you don't have to, you know, say, hey, we're not going to get divorced for the dog, but maybe you need to at least think a little bit, make it a little easier, and not bring all that stress onto your family, onto your kids, and onto yourself, and onto the dog. I always say the dog is a symptom of the problem. The dog is not generally the problem. Occasionally it is, but, oh gosh, 99.9% of the time, it's the relationship, or it's the energy of the human, or something that happened before you rescued the dog, because obviously this is a rescue dog, apparently. There could have been issues before. But imagine for a moment, just put yourself in the place of this dog. So little Harley had been adopted by you, right? He was a rescue. And let's say that Harley's previous life, you don't know it, but maybe he was abused. Maybe he was yelled at. Maybe people threw things at him. So now you're yelling at your husband, or your husband is yelling at you, and the dog is starting to be feeling that same scared energy that he might have had once before. His whole world is being rocked, and your dog and your kids don't deserve that. So maybe think a little differently, and remembering that the dog's behavior is often a symptom of the family. Try to change as much as you can, make it easier on everybody involved, and have a good life. life is way too short. Tomorrow, you know, it's crazy. You look at probably 1,000, 2,000 people will be dead tomorrow who are alive today and they didn't even know it was going to happen. Why do we want to ruin that last day of our life, that last year of our life, that last 10 years of our life, that last 70 years of our life? Every day is a gift, and Christmas is all about giving gifts, not just things, but giving of yourself. And maybe some of us need to give forgiveness. Maybe some of us need to give somebody a chance, give the dog a chance, and change the way we've been doing things to make it better towards the new year. Be good to yourself, be good to your dogs, be good to your family. Stay safe, don't drink and drive. Take care of your dog, take care of everyone in your life. Have a wonderful, healthy, happy holiday season. God bless.